adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Hey everybody, this is David here with a very special announcement before the episode begins. We were finally able to save enough money to get a Facebook fan page. It's very exciting. I'm sure you guys are all very excited. So, if you want to like it, just search Adventures in Pathfinding on Facebook, and the one that is titled Adventures in Pathfinding should be ours. Thanks.
We want to intro everybody again, just because it's a new episode, or start of a couple new episodes, I guess. And no one will know, but this is a Halloween episode. When it airs, it'll be after Halloween. Paradox.
Macabre.
Ooh.
Macabre.
This is so macabre right now.
We're playing in a mansion with cobwebs all around us right now.
There's one candle.
There was a murder here.
We're all playing House on Haunted Hills.
More of like a massacre.
Miss Gabriel?
The entire family upstairs.
Oh, yeah, there was. And you're using your imagination.
What are you doing using your imagination?
Stop it!
We were using our imagination in a different way.
This is not the time for that, man.
So you're pretending. I run to...
Alright, so you guys, there's a house exploded, and you guys went to investigate. The Dark Knights were all there, kind of quarantined up. You guys worked your way in, worked your way down. I remember Rice was hiding pretty good. He went in there and smelled the stuff and just threw up out of nowhere.
I didn't.
I didn't either.
I made my safe.
Yeah.
I've been trying to sleep.
Yeah, there's a bunch of ooze all over the wall. You guys went down some stairs, fought some kick-ass
skeletons,
and... made sweet, sweet love to one.
You know, that I think about it. Anytime there's a moment where Tad has to save face, I make that roll. Anytime there's a save where I have to like heal someone or something really important, I fail it. If it's tripping, vomiting, or like crying, I always make those saves.
And can he have skeleton herpes now?
I didn't have it.
Your skeleton has herpes.
It came on to me.
This is where we draw out. You guys went underneath the building, where those skeletons were. You found a staircase going down further. It actually went 800 feet down, plus, until you came to, like, a shrine area. You found a couple dead bodies and a ghoulish creature actually eating one of them.
What's wrong with that,
Jay? He actually started sniping you guys with a crossbow. And kind of hurt a couple of you pretty bad. You guys threw some alchemy fire.
I'm all right.
And David resisted all of his urges to jump into it.
Took a lot.
Yep. Then you guys found this little camp. You found a book that's written in Aklo, which David was able to figure out since he can speak every language.
I speak a lot of languages.
You should really just be a scholar.
Seven languages.
And you practice them all every day.
And, we all have seven languages. And, you guys couldn't figure out how to translate it. You're starting to leave, and that guy came again and sniped you again and ran up the stairs, the 800-foot stairs, and you guys started to chase him, I believe. With Kenny, that was up close enough when the smell of Tanglefoot bag hit your nostrils.
Stop
and
short there.
You realized that he set up a little booby trap for you guys. And that is where we end off of. And David and Shivers found a hungamonga buried underneath.
Yeah, I think we were debating on we weren't going to chase him.
Guys, when we get out of this, I really think we need to have friends in the Dark Knights come over. Treat them to a nice meal. Really take care of them. They're doing a lot for this city.
I fucking hate those guys. I want to die.
Yeah. That young dork. He wasn't the brightest.
Thank you.
But his heart was in the right place.
I'm just going to throw a hypothetical situation out to you. You say we shouldn't give chase. You realize he went up the only way out of this area?
Yeah, we should keep going down, because he's going to have to, unless he's got some sort of secret passage, or he's got a way to jump over that tank foot bag, he's going to have to come back that way anyway.
There's grates and stuff, fair enough. Right?
Yeah, there's like three passages going out.
We're missing somebody.
Two of them, I think Ryan had some
care. You're back.
Hey, where were you? Plus, did we determine that he was undead?
No, but you kind of guessed it, because he was eating somebody.
Okay.
Like a lake.
I am
going to...
Did we ever investigate the body?
Some energy in that guy.
Yeah,
he was eating.
Yeah, you did. I don't remember. I think you guys found something on him. I don't remember if you have it on your loose stuff.
Did I ever do a nature check on that magic wood to see if I knew what it does?
Yes, you did.
What did I find out?
It's covered in necromancy.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Baby.
What does that mean?
That it's...
I ask shivers.
He just did.
Yeah, fuck that guy. What's he going to run outside? There's a bunch of dark knights. They'll stop him.
Oh, yeah, they'll stop
him. No one can stop them.
So, yeah, you guys got two blocked out paths and one path that's kind of like bent down. There's like a bar bent down, and you're assuming. And that's the one that you threw the flame thing on.
And this was like woods or something?
That was like a pool of like greenish glowing water.
All right, well, we need you to drink that.
You don't want to drink it. You got it. It kind of. It looked like that tainted stuff that the Dark Knight found the other time.
Ooh, okay.
But it looks delicious.
Yeah.
Shivers, go to drink that.
Right, Shivers, go to drink it. No,
I am not healing him.
Will you please heal Shivers? Oh, wait, no. Never mind. He's okay.
Only
heal Shivers. He has
only
almost above his hit points right now.
Only if he drinks from that pool.
He'll become addicted. He'll get some weird rash.
Yeah. Well, that's.
What's
another.
This way? Is this
That's another path.
There is a bunch of greats.
All right, guys, I found two paths. Where should we? Which one should we go?
We should find one of them.
I'm in three.
There was somebody behind one of them once, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's a guy shooting at us.
Yeah.
Fucking damn.
Same guy?
I don't know why all your characters got to shoot at us.
Okay,
let's
go.
Dumb.
And where do they always find us?
Okay,
they walk.
And that's what those little dashes are.
I want to pull the greats off.
Right,
wait, what's
bin bars?
You
gates.
Don't want to look down there first, maybe?
That brought my lift.
That'll be a 20.
We need a bending unit for this.
Right,
whatever's down
bend.
There, come on out.
Okay.
Hey.
Still there?
It scared people. Guys, I can't bend it. Can I look to see if like there's like screws or anything that I might be able to take?
Do I have a
time? How is it fastened?
It looks like it's like in the stone somehow.
Oh, is it like rebar type stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, not, it's not a gate, it's just a grate.
Basically, it's not meant to go down or for anything to come
I'll pull out my welding kit and... So all these paths have grates?
Flame
yeah,
on
so
with your...
This one looks
cover.
Like
it
might be
pass. I'm going to make a perception check to see if I can,
listen.
Like, see if anyone's,
yeah.
like, watching
yeah.
us. Like,
this reason
I was
like,
hey, guys, I think we can just do this
okay.
one.
All right, I'm going to start sneaking
God,
in.
I'm
not
like,
going
to
be in the back, so it'll get shot.
I don't want to roll anymore. That's how bad my rolls have been. I don't ever want to roll dice anymore.
Or roll the way Allison taught you how.
Oh, yeah, she's dropped it.
Stay in the middle. This is always the person up front or the person in the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah,
there!
What
are
you
rolling
Allison.
For?
Just do a perception check and, like, see if we're being... Obviously, we're being watched, but I want to make sure that, like, I can catch him before he catches us.
Oh, maybe we should set a trap up in case he tries to come back.
Can we do that? What would we have to set up a trap? That's what I'm looking for.
Trap me.
We got some rope.
Tripwire
and...
That pathway.
I should just quit. That was awesome.
You can. What are you like? You're just trying to sense if somebody's watching.
Yeah, I just want to like maybe if like.
Just want to give me one.
I'm listening to see if I can hear anything. If anything's weird.
The only thing you are hearing, you mean you hear some rocks falling down like normal cave noises, and you hear David grunting trying to open stuff.
He's not sharp enough to turn him out.
Oh, yeah, I guess he can't.
I do not read anything or anything.
Yeah. Mechanical pencils.
I found a
book.
Future!
This future pencil.
Future.
You know what the best part about the pencils? They're out of ink.
Oh. So they're useless.
Just about. To you, yes. To me,
somebody has like
endless entertainment.
I guess maybe like I was like trying to be on guard or something, like posting a watch maybe.
Well, do you have some kind of, like, magic trap thing that you can set? Like, if anybody comes through this doorway, like, it'll go off?
Magic
or...
C4.
Yeah.
Be like,
do you have magic
proximity
mines? No, I have a Morningstar that I can light on fire.
Mastique.
and then hit someone in the face.
Okay. Does anybody have like a Tanglefoot bag or?
I was wondering that.
So I haven't actually looked at my character sheet in a long time. Maybe.
Did we? I thought we had Tanglefoot bags. No, that was the Dark Knights.
Yeah.
Those are. Can we go get their stuff? They not need it.
We don't know that yet.
Oh, I know it. The Wolverines have a bunch of Tanglefoot bags.
You're,
a part of me died, and I was like, "Wait a minute, I hate those guys," and it healed back up.
Huey told you that they passed away.
He's like, "By the way, those idiots died."
Good.
Finally, my taxes are going to start going to something useful. I can set up a trap of knowledge and religion checks.
Cool, do that.
Okay. Well, I don't think we have any way to set up a trap.
Right? Yeah, I don't either. So let's. Well, the guy's not an idiot. He might be. Let's.
I think he's a fucking idiot.
I was gonna say we could like just put a rope and see if we'll trip, but
just a trip wire to just trip.
Yeah. He stands up and shoots us.
And you'll know.
Maybe he'll break a tooth like I did.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe when he falls down, you hear a.
Someone just hit a trap.
So this path that we can kind of get through, what's it look like?
It kind of goes down and curves around in a corner. You'll have to squeeze through there, so you have to do an escape artist check to get through.
Can I try to bend it back, or like make it wider?
Yeah. What's everybody else doing?
I'm sneaking.
Mentos and Rice is sneaking.
I'm just, yeah.
I'm working on some controversial.
I'm going to sneak to
play lawful good.
No.
No. I used to be. No, you
got rid of that lawful shit.
Yeah.
I'm sneaking at like a 20.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to sneak as well. No, not.
I'm
sneaking!
I'm still trying to perceive any sort of a sign of a threat.
Can you try to get... Could you pray to Hugh... To have him like come down and help us.
Is there
Deus Ex Machina?
Hey, Hugh, come here.
Well, I guess I'll. Since we're going down that.
Well, you're not going down yet. David's trying to bend it open.
I mean, I feel like I've done him a solid so far.
I'm gonna look for a way to like open it. Like I'm gonna look for any kind of device on the side around it.
Strength check.
Yeah. You don't find
nothing.
I'm your tiny guy. Nothing.
What'd you get? Eight.
Hey,
no.
I would go
barely in read it from here.
Oh,
you sound good though.
I can't even read it from here.
What's your total?
Eight.
Oh, your total was eight. Okay.
That was the total.
Wow. Okay.
Can you hand me
yep, it's not
12.
Well, I guess I'll do an escape artist and just get through it then.
Okay.
There's
10.
Nope. You're stuck in now.
Can we?
Shivers, help me.
Wait, can we sneak? Can we get through it? Like
no, there's a half orc stuck in it.
Can you guys help me? Like shove me through.
Guys, help!
Like his head trapped in it.
All
right.
we got only two things to lube you up here. We got some of that green water back there, and some butter cake. You're gonna have to choose one, buddy.
Move closer, just so I'm not like ambushed.
Is he really stuck?
Or yeah.
You're right.
Okay. Good job.
I look like a crab raccoon.
Okay.
Oh, God.
A crab raccoon.
Crab raccoon.
Can I have another crab raccoon, too?
I guess I'll try to get out.
You know what? Screw you and the horse.
Even worse.
Kenny tries to hold back his laughter, but he does start laughing.
Oh!
Yeah, David just kind of going, Shivers is behind him, like, pulling on his pant leg. Get out of there!
Yeah, Shivers is aiding me. Thanks, buddy.
Started ripping your pant leg off.
Well, the blood from his bite marks on your leg is starting to get it to where you can squeeze your leg back through.
I'm going to use my javelin as kind of a pry to get him out of there.
Use the pointy end.
Okay. If you did a one, you sure would have been. Yeah, not with a four. You can tell we haven't played in a while, huh?
God damn it.
Six.
They're getting worse.
You're getting farther stuck.
14. I don't know if I would add what I would add to that, but
yum, we're eating.
Can you guess what?
Listeners? Or if you can guess what, we'll send you the leftover one.
Listener.
Can I just take 20 to get through?
You got a, what, a 17? Yeah, your strength bonus. Well, that's Dustin.
I rolled a 14.
Yeah, add your strength bonus.
Oh. 17.
I'm gonna pull on Kenny as he's pulling.
No, you're pushing me in. I want to get through.
Come back out. We're trying to shove him through it.
Well, not.
Oh, I didn't get that part. All right.
Yeah, let me just roll strength for
kicking. Let me do that again.
Let's kick.
So I gotta jab him with the unpointy end.
Yeah.
With the 13 on that.
Hey, we're getting him.
Listen, I don't know if you remember, but my responsibilities and like my outlook on life has completely changed. I will leave you here. Before I would have taken you, I would have been like, let's get him out. Now I'm just like, I got shit to do.
What do you have to do?
So, you know, finding religion is not supposed to make you a worse person.
Yeah. No, it does. Depends on religion. Actually, it does.
So you guys are trying to help push him through right now?
Yeah.
I guess.
No, but you guys are rolling too low, right?
I'm still going to keep trying to find levers.
Damn it. I am going to make
Phil, make another roll, Phil.
I'm going to keep rolling as well.
Jesus Christ, get all the bad ones out, guys.
I don't want him to find one before.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so now it's almost a 20.
One.
One. You stabbed him with a pointy end.
Are you going to do anything with that one?
Hey,
just
so everybody knows, the total of their score has been about 50, and they've rolled 20, 34 times.
We have a 17.
I didn't roll a 1.
I don't even want to roll anymore.
Do you want to give him a botch for that?
I'm going to say that you started to get through, but then Kenny kind of put the thing in your pants, and you kind of got stuck again.
Well, laughing at them, you lost the other entrance.
Hey!
22.
Kenny, you want to try to stop him?
I can't remember.
Accidentally?
Yeah, we'll see that. That should be okay.
Oh, there you go. All right.
You
eventually squeak your way through and you make it.
Shimmers, come.
And then Shimmers just walks through the bar.
All right, I'll go through as well.
I'll
skate next time. Have Shimmers
I
go
rolled
through first.
I got a 22. I'm trying to find anything to help open the way up.
You don't find that, but you're starting to guess that whoever put these on here used like some kind of magic to install them.
The gate?
Yeah.
Like, teleported them into existence?
Yeah, or something like that. It's kind of, so they're like...
Like construction worker magic?
Yeah.
What are these?
Construction
engineers.
What did I get for? Oh, I don't even know. That's a school of magic. Construction.
Constructionation.
Assembly.
Hmm. Yeah, it'd be a pretty logical choice if you're in a magic school. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so
David,
what's everybody else doing now?
I'm blogging it. No one's
getting
there.
I'm gonna go through the bars as well.
God damn it.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna go join you on the other side.
Okay, I'll assist you.
Okay, I don't know if I want that.
He doesn't.
He's the worst roll ever.
You start going through and he's doing like this.
Try again. Why are we rolling so bad consistently?
I'll try the new one.
Five. What is going on?
I got a 10.
I lend you this d20.
Alright, let's see if this fixes it. I've not rolled over like 10. 7. I am cursed right now.
Okay, for now you're just
maybe this is a sign that we're not supposed to just walk through this gate.
No, I'm getting through this gate.
I'm just going to stand there.
Right,
that'll
David,
be 22.
Got a 16.
I'm
going to
be watching
you, so
that other entrance to make sure this guy isn't just going to sneak up on us.
Man, this is like a magic gate. I don't know what is going on with this thing. I almost want to try to flip it over.
What if we're trying to hit it?
I don't know why.
These are the guys that inspired the Dark Knights.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I'm questioning the same thing.
Can I do
might have joined up with the wrong group.
Yeah, we're not going to help anybody else.
Well, you didn't hear the full song yet.
15.
Once you get down the tasty bow harp licks... of the song, you'll be involved in it.
Kind of twists and goes around. What do you say? You got like a 14?
15.
15. You can kind of see that besides the like scorch marks from the alchemist fire, you can see that things' footprints kind of, you can see them double backing.
Mm.
So it came out this way, and then you can see it came back out that way.
Hmm.
You went in, and it came back out that way? Then?
Yeah. Which,
so can I see
which fits what happened, because he shot you over here and ran this way last time
okay.
I seen him.
So there's, what have we seen?
So there must be another, so is this, can, like, is there another way out, or it just goes down this way?
Just goes down that way. For
should we follow down that way?
I think we should wait for other people.
Never split the party.
What do you guys? We were watching.
I don't know. I think it's the best idea. We should all just split up on our own.
Okay,
yeah, let's do that.
We'll cover more ground this way.
It is a Halloween episode, so we should be spooky by ourselves.
All right, me and Kenny have this hallway. You guys go do something else.
Well, who's the blackest among us?
Yeah. Oh.
We have to pay attention to that.
I don't know. We watched that Living Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The black guy lived the longest.
Yeah, he did. Until he got shot at the end.
In the Color remake, he becomes a zombie. The chick shoots him.
Thanks for ruining it.
You're welcome. You don't want to watch it.
Yep, so alright, which case did you?
Me and Kenny go down here. These idiots are going to go check on the inn.
Are you guys going to come with us?
Actually,
alright, we're going to go farther down.
Actually, let's go check on the inn.
Yeah, come on, everybody.
What's everybody else doing?
We'll come check back
in
the inn.
What's Tabit doing?
I guess I feel like I need to call to Ryan's and just let me. Hey, let's.
All right. Okay. Kenny's going down with David. Rice, what are you doing?
We're not back in 5 minutes. Come yell for us.
Just
I'm just gonna follow them, I guess. I don't want to walk through this gate. Like Tabit, this is like a magical gate, by the way.
What are you thinking?
Like, I'm pretty sure this is magical. I'm not that in tune with magic, but,
I mean,
you know,
so are you asking me to
you being
it?
A holy guy, you should see what you put in about
yeah,
this game.
I'm pretty holy. All
right, we have David doing what
yeah,
he is meant
I'll detect
doing.
Magic.
Thinking, why are you wanting to come to
see if we can figure out the purpose of this gate, if it's like a...
Well,
I was
walking down the road, and
sure,
this guy is getting attacked by some weird masked guy.
Yeah,
this
could be a simple
walking.
Gate, or it could be a wormhole gate.
Not one brief flashpoint could have changed everything for him.
That
would
have been awesome
if
that's what I did. It's like, all right, Ryan's done. See ya.
Well, on my way to the fair.
He should have been, hey, guys, this is the way to Morgenburg. Guys!
You don't want to go there.
You don't want to.
Here's a 10% coupon for the bed.
No, you mean you're not going to honor that coupon? I'll burn this place down.
Where bed lice ain't aren't a problem anymore.
All right, I'm going to stick magic on the gate.
Okay.
You fix the timer.
You start to look at it, and the tops of the bars look like it's got a minor transmutation glow to them, tops and the bottoms.
What does that mean?
I'm thinking.
He's like.
It could mean a lot of things.
He's like, the only thing I know is divine.
What's transmutation?
Oh, let me give it a look.
Is that like,
we're still not.
It's like
we haven't passed.
So,
like an so
Kenny walking down is like, I hear magic.
Well, how far did we get? We're far enough,
I
can't see.
I think, I assume we guys are down our stone.
Right.
Tame the bar.
I don't like that.
What do we see? Just a longer.
I think it means. I'm going to guess it means, like, he created the gate out of that stuff. Like, the gate just appeared.
Tear it down.
Let me come back in a few
minutes. Demagic
it.
Yeah.
Magic.
Let me go get my jackhammer.
Boom! It's all magic!
And my sledgehammer.
That seems kind of ironic, but I accept it.
This town deserves to die.
I know it's going to sound racist, but you're a dwarf. Shouldn't be able to play... Did you hear my hammer's doing?
Oh, yeah.
Get another poke at you, hammer.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of dwarf.
Yeah. I'm a hill dwarf.
That's right.
Not an underground mountain dwarf.
I'll put my hands in the
chair. Shouldn't be that hard, just a stone throws away from what you regularly do. Now, why don't you? Or have you a beard?
So, you don't think there's any negative effects of climbing through like they did?
Well. Unless it's like a Russian roulette one, and everyone else got through it.
There's a guillotine once every...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, don't like you, bye.
This isn't first edition.
Or is it? Bum, bum, bum.
Halloween episode.
Okay,
great. I assume I make it through no problem.
Yeah, I can't
really
identify. What is
the
that?
Spell.
An 18
yeah.
plus? What?
You have
to keep making
through. Alright.
I said, no, it can't be that easy.
Jump
back.
Rice goes through easily.
He's a backflip through it. It'd be like a 29 if it's acrobatics. I don't know what it'd be.
That'd be escape artist.
Escape artist.
Is it escape artist
like,
on there?
Yeah.
23.
Yeah. So yeah, mine would have been 20.
Dwarf, you come in?
Yeah.
You
probably
just
like,
fit through it.
It's completely in, I'm still medium. Is everyone completely through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's through it but you.
Alright.
He seals.
I'm gonna. I have something to admit to you guys. I have a -3 to escape artists.
Oh no! You're not
gonna
escape artists.
So I'm gonna just go.
I'm a dwarf.
See you guys later.
So you're just gonna go wander back towards the guy who's shooting at us? And
you
guys
are coming too. I would probably have better time.
Alright, I'm gonna go back towards you.
Can we
I'm
help you?
I thought, yeah.
I heard
magic. I mean, I can take off my armor.
Sound.
I can take off my armor and get completely naked and probably
that would be awesome.
But then I'd have to, you know, put it back
I take out my camera.
And we could get attacked. All right.
I want to do some sort of perception check on these bars.
Oh, you know, these dwarves.
Like, bardic
just,
lore, whatever you want to call it.
It's just
no, you can't roll. Toss me to get me across this ledge easier.
Like, what I said earlier about saving face, making all those
I walk up with my warhammer.
Like a 16.
I walk up with my warhammer and just smash the gate as hard as I can.
Alright, make an attack roll.
Oh god, it's gonna blow.
Shit!
It's funny because everyone's like doing like really intelligent things, and then you hear
that's a
David
25.
You hear David go, oh!
That's a 25.
How good is where you got mad?
I speak 7 languages!
I say it in that club.
Yeah. Alright, go ahead and roll for damage.
Arg is the same in all of them.
You're supposed to yell something before you just smash things.
Yeah. Well, I just say, what the fuck, Endor?
7.
That's a whole XP.
I say, detect this!
You know, I'll try to fit through as soon as you stop hitting it with an hammer. Or whatever your weapon is.
It's a hammer.
It's hammer time!
It's a war whammer.
And Shiver was just cheering me on in the background.
Yeah, he
would. Right.
Also,
yeah, you bust down that one bar.
Why is your
nice.
Badger? Why is your badger like a dinosaurs?
So you should be able to squeeze through a lot easier now.
Hey.
Wasn't the smartest thing, but can't argue with the results.
I don't know why we didn't try that way earlier.
Unfortunately, it does make a loud clang that echoes through the whole place. It's like
boom,
you just hear a bong gong.
Can I start to figure it out and try to write a song?
Yeah.
If you're gonna die now, I'd rather die sooner than later.
All right, there you go, dwarf. So, 7.
He still can't get through.
I say, well, let me help.
I smash it again.
Yeah, I'll try to smash it again. No, you can hit the thing, but you can't get through.
Right. I was going to say that he tried to go through the one of the other bars that you didn't hit down.
I'll try to condense my birthing hits.
That's a 6 points of damage.
No. He's going to keep
going. He's like avoiding.
How many more bars are left?
There's 3 there. Your damage doesn't... Like, the first time you did it, you hit the one that was already damaged, so it kind of fell down. The next one, the hardness for it kind of absorbs most of the damage. So it looked like you put a dent in it, but it's still standing pretty tough.
Did you get through, Dwarf? After a 10 and a 5, I rolled an 18.
Okay.
Well, glad you can make it.
Yeah, me too. Kind of.
He would have said he bent it just,
I would have
just enough
just
so
like,
you
know what? I just can't get through there, guys. I'm sorry. I'll see you later.
Alright, I put my warhammer back away and start carrying my longbow.
Okay, back to the front.
Yep.
Hey, guys!
Alright, first one down the hallway wins!
It shivers!
Before you go. Your bow glows like a light source.
Oh,
what
I can
does?
So imagine him saying that, dude.
My bow glows? It's a light source.
No,
he casts it.
Yes. Here we go again with the light source thing.
Yeah.
How far away do I have to be from him for it to go out?
It's
pretty far.
To the end of the tunnel.
It's like 30 feet,
I
think.
Right, I run 30 feet into the bed.
Okay.
He has a mood lighting.
Well, dexterity check.
Me?
Yep. If you're running down there.
That will be a 21.
Okay.
You don't trip.
We're going to use this as the next part here.
I'm going to start sneaking again.
You run down...
Well, I still see you.
You're not doing a great job.
Hide the shadow.
Being quiet right now.
And all of a sudden, you just hear this loud gasp.
Did you fart?
Yeah. That just happened.
Did you hear that overall? My went off.
Yeah, you might want to try that again about
you know,
5 minutes.
Yeah.
So you run down about 10 feet.
Didn't serve those beans at the bed back.
And you're like,
I'm
gonna get this light out of this, and then right in front of you, see, there's like a pit right here.
Oh no!
Send shivers down it.
But you like stop, just don't you do one of these things?
Whoa! Good thing that bow had a light source.
Yeah.
I have night vision. I don't need it.
Well, night vision just sees black and white. You don't see color and stuff. So I don't know how much.
Hey, I don't
helps.
See color because I'm
racist.
So there's a pit.
Yep. And just as you like, you're doing your whoa thing there. You can see that there, it's full of the telltale spikes. They look like slag-like type things.
Is there a bridge or anywhere across
nope.
it?
How wide?
They're like natural spikes or not?
Yeah,
like...
it's like natural formation stuff.
Okay, I'll take my roping. Is there anything up above that I could grapple my?
Yeah, there's some like stuff. What's,
what's going on up there?
Tight. So the one.
Oh, nothing. Just found a pit.
So why aren't you going forward anymore?
Why aren't I in Florida?
Why aren't you going forward?
Florida
anymore.
What's everybody else doing? Because they can see the light source stop.
Oh.
I'm explaining to everyone how David's mind works.
Figured out.
Best get answers out of him. You just have to ask him directly. Like, how wide is the pit?
I take out my tape measure.
All right. This is
how many bows lengths does it look like?
Yeah.
Oh, we see.
It's about 7 shivers.
It's a 7 shivers. You start doing measurements and shivers.
It's
how deep is it? About 2 shivers deep.
It's a 3x5 shivers.
Laser with face.
Does that include the Stegosaurus spine, or
uh-huh.
does that, or no?
Oh, shivers.
It's a weight of it's a unit of measurement. It's a unit of value.
It's like Smurf. How deep is that pit?
I just shivers myself.
It's 10 shivers worth of energy. And one shiver.
It looks like it goes down about 10 feet before the spikes start.
Then it goes down like another 10 feet. Where the spikes are, like, could you walk through them? Like, if I were just to climb down on a rope, could I just, like, walk through and then go to the other side and then climb back up?
It's hard to tell what's on the bottom. It's kind of shadowed even.
Oh, you throw your bow down there. It's lit up.
The pointy. Wait. I put on my spider shoes.
Oh!
And I cling. I, like, walk down.
You actually have those?
Yeah. We got them in that temple.
Remember they worked for like 10 minutes, you ran up the wall and went
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I
totally don't.
Yeah.
Water elemental.
But
room.
while I'm doing it, I'm conscious.
He was having his
that's when I was tripping
experience.
Balls.
Yeah.
You probably didn't think it was real.
Yeah. I'm conscious.
That didn't really happen.
I was like, holy shit.
You were in an altered state of consciousness.
While I'm
having
it,
a religious experience.
I'm conscious that they only last a certain amount of time, so I'm making sure I get down there and come back up before.
And the moment he goes down the ledge, I'm looking at the shivers and just contemplating, is this Sparta?
No, you don't kill the messenger, remember?
You can finally cast the light on
you
the shivers' armor.
You're gonna, like, tie
you can't
off
do anything about it.
You're gonna
oh, shivers, you're so bright!
For us, or
huh?
You're gonna tie off a rope
I'm gonna come back up. Oh, that would be a good idea.
Alright,
yeah.
So...
I'll tie a rope off.
What is everybody else doing?
I'm contemplating my -3 in these spikes and how I don't really want to do this.
who's closest to him?
Shivers.
Yeah.
Shivers,
then
Minzo's
friend.
So, are we going to give him, like, a rope to tie
yeah,
us to him?
Okay, thank you.
So we can pull
him back
up. Can you
give us a water, too, please?
And a beer?
Sorry.
Just him.
That was
otherwise,
our ghost waitress we hired.
Yeah,
ghost waitress. And she's a minx and a sack, let me tell you.
Is that good on the podcast?
Yeah. That's what it's going to be called. Minx and a sack.
Make sure you flip around and call it Sack and Minx.
Sack and Minx. Just tell her
make sure we're going to post it on her school website.
Yeah. Just make sure she's careful with whatever pictures.
Yeah,
tell us with the dog.
You can tell us the number and account.
Yeah, so I'll tie a rope off onto something and, like, take it down with me, just in case it is safe. Then I'll be like, come on down, everybody.
Oh, I thought we were going to tie it to us, but...
Oh, tie to you?
Nah.
Okay.
Now I'm questioning whether I want to do that.
Tabitha's questioning his dexterity.
Yes, as I usually
Kenny
do.
Kenny wants
you.
To help David with the rope, is this correct?
That's what I was thinking about.
And
yeah.
David doesn't know? You want to help him?
Not yet. I'm considering helping him with the rope.
I'm debating on if I can see the pit because I'm behind a bunch of people.
I need
you're,
at least.
What's going on, guys?
You're human, right?
Yeah.
I can see my bow.
Yeah, you can see his bow. So yeah, you can see it pretty good.
I'm quite wired.
I wish I understood this measurement of shivers because I want to see if I can just run and jump.
What
this
is
thing.
A shiver? All right, and Mentos, what is Mentos doing?
Maybe I should just throw shivers, and if he makes it across,
he'll
probably jump that
kicking.
Distance.
What's is Mentos?
No.
I'm pretty sure my character would go.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Is this like a Mentos commercial? Could you just
is it
do this
even?
Some way we just
yeah,
figure this way out?
You can run.
There you go, Race.
Yeah, can you just like crawl
yeah.
through a limousine to get to the other
yeah.
side?
Yeah, can we just have like three guys show up and just throw
it? Just lift it?
Actually, Mentos' new slogan I've seen on the new commercial day is roll with it.
Roll with it.
So whenever he does something,
what's
he
mean?
Say,
roll with it.
Is,
roll for
Steve
us
Winwood
means failing all our checks and being in fail.
Steve Winwood, the... What is it called? The slogan guy?
What
do they call
Mask. No,
mask guy. I think
it was all... no words. It was all...
is there any...
No spoken words, I should
he
say.
He sang that song, Roll With It. That's what it. You gotta roll with it, baby.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's okay. Does he have any place he can tie off to?
He can die off too? Yeah, he can fall down.
No, tie off. My tooth missing is a problem. Oh, shit.
I would love to tie
she grabbed that.
Uh-oh.
What?
His tooth.
Her tooth.
Where's it at?
Because it was in napkins, so that I...
Yeah.
She grabbed it.
Just threw his tooth away.
Oh, no. She totally did.
Oh. All right, while the DM's gone, we all make your draw successfully.
Yeah,
alright.
You
want
to draw the rest of the map up for us? Like, put the end, like, right there.
It's just a big treasure.
Yeah.
And all the bosses
see
are dead.
See this box? It's
yeah.
an already dead dragon
yeah.
that will not come back to life.
Yeah,
so
we already killed
it.
That ghoul. The guy who's been shooting at us is dead.
He's dead.
All the worms are dead.
I'm going to have Shivers dig. See what
we
find. We
are the
found.
Kings of Carrion Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, and
we won.
Can I get that gold dragon to be my slave?
Yep. What's as long name? As you draw it real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so you draw a dead dragon real quick.
Oh, God. That is,
okay.
What is
right
that?
At the top of the trash, thank God.
Is that an amoeba?
That could have been bad. I
knew what that is.
Hold on, we're drawing our win.
We won. DM left the creation stick out.
He is
going to
smite you. It's too late.
We crossed the pit.
While you're gone, we crossed the pit and we met a friendly dragon who decided to be our friend.
His name's Puff.
Well, since you guys cheated, everybody takes 2 negative levels.
Oh.
Hey, I'm just as ineffective as I was before.
Do I get to keep the dragon, though?
Just, how does this affect my dice rolls?
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good dragon.
That. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I'm glad you guys drew it, even though I have like 6 of them sitting over
there. Don't say you guys.
It was Shiver's idea. He made us.
It's so easy to kindly work into things. This is the greatest idea ever. It is the greatest.
You're right. Bye, Dragon. I'll miss you.
Bye, David.
That's how my campaign
is. Mind dragon, the imagined
but
dragon.
You just draw what you want to do. I just interpret it.
Alright, so what's going on?
I guess.
Do you have a place to tie off to? Is there anything you can tie off to?
Yeah, there's you can find some crap here in the rock.
Okay.
So I'll do that. I'll tie off my
because I don't want to fall if he starts to fall.
Is there a skill you have to do in this for ropes? I'm thinking 3rd edition had...
Probably survival. They did have rope use.
There was that thing in...
I think survival is what air poker. They were talking about ropes, but...
Rope
yeah,
efficiency.
Probably survival. Go ahead and do a survival check.
Isn't it called bondage?
Bondage
you can do pretty well with that, because your survival should be pretty high.
Yeah,
where's
high.
The S&M?
It's 22.
Alright, so
I'm
in the
whip.
You gotta roll
for
not getting
over while you're doing it.
Yeah, we've got a handcuffer.
So I'll put on the shoes, or the slippers,
mm-hmm.
and just start walking down to see if like we'll be able to traverse
okay.
it once we get to the bottom. conscious of how long it's going to last, so if I think it's, like, going... Oh, and I'm holding the ropes.
It's 10 minutes a day, so you should be good.
Okay.
Yeah, Tabitha's like, holy shit, this did happen.
You could probably go up and down at least 4 times.
I don't tell Tabitha about the slippers, so he just thinks I'm magical.
It's like, what the fuck, you coil, give me eyes. What the fuck, I want legs to do that.
I just said I don't want to live anymore, and then I act like I'm dripping off, but I'm just sticking with
it. I'm like, finally!
Yes!
You bust out a wine bottle.
Bye! Oh, did someone just die? I was drinking.
I was seeing if any of the things on the wall would throw. Is
Skimmers there?
Shivers? Yeah, barbecue Shivers. You see him run up and...
None of you funny!
We jump up on the ceiling, staring at you upside down. Oh, the blood running to my head.
I really wish Tan could make these slippers for Shivers.
Would you have your slippers cut into 4 smaller ones? Just so
no.
You can still do what I said and just put him on the front feet and just have his back feet dangling.
That'd be awesome. Just give him suction cups.
That'd be awesome because he wouldn't know what the fuck to do. He'd be like, ah! Yeah,
like when you duct tape a cat's feet. Just be like,
kittens.
Okay.
What's everybody else doing?
Watch him go. Well,
I'm gonna,
there's not enough room for us to
since
be.
Since I'm in the back, I'm going to make sure I watch behind us.
Okay. So,
yeah, 17 again.
Fine. All right, big girl.
24.
Lance?
Kenny's just going to see what he can. I mean, I can't get too close to it, right? I mean, it's a really...
So you're just kind of observing David.
Yeah.
Okay. Rice? Aroni?
I'm just going to stay in here.
All right. Mid-dose?
I can't see anything, so...
Don't taunt me. I'm suggesting.
Cut rope. Light rope.
Yeah, don't taunt me. We'll kick the badger in.
Light's better. Do the light.
How many cast lights can you just light everything?
It's I can use that ability as many times a day as I want.
Yeah, but if you cast one, does the other one
light?
Out?
Yeah, the
one
will go out.
Hey, just roll with it.
In duration of it's 40 minutes, so in a distance to it, it's 40 minutes.
I also train Shivers to attack anybody that casts light on.
Oh, that's a thing.
When did you do that?
Well,
more importantly,
that's what it was in there.
Mm-hmm. While we were down here for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, that's what he did.
Why don't you cast it on the human?
Well, why don't I just cast it on the rope you're holding on to? There you go.
That's a good idea. Speaking of
time, rave, now
yes.
We got a 50-foot rope light source.
Yeah.
It's 100-foot.
And I just happen to have a block full of E.
Well, if it's 50-foot, only 30 of it could be lit.
It doesn't actually state that. I think it just states that it's a 20-foot radius.
Are you guys like meta DMing each other?
Probably.
No,
I would just go tie the rope off to the other end.
And we need Grandpa DM just to chime in here.
Okay, so did I find anything when I
wasn't listening?
I think we're having a good year campaign. Though, so we've been looking at Phil's Pit for like 30 minutes now.
All right, wait a second.
Then do it.
No, awesome. All right, so I go down. Do I see anything?
You reach the bottom, and the ground is... Before you get to the bottom, you can see the ground's, like, covered with a, like, layer of sludge. It's really blackish-looking.
Ew.
So, that's there.
Major target?
Are you still standing on the wall?
Yeah, I'm just looking.
Definitely about 10 minutes.
Touch it.
It looks icky mud.
Alright, I climb back up, and I said, I don't know what the fuck that... There's some nasty shit down there.
You know, when we first started, you would have tasted that.
Yeah. I've learned that.
In like 5
seconds. He's fourth level now.
Yeah, I think I know. I say that and then I pick up a rock and eat it.
I remember the level that you could do anything.
I'm sure that
he tested it right away. Right when we started.
Hey, it's pudding!
He said, I'm going to make it in right here. He's like, you can. It just takes a while. You need money and stuff.
And I finally did it.
Yeah. Now you regret it. This is a lot of work.
Yeah, not very fun. I say, guys, let's try to grapple this thing and swing across, I guess. Or we can,
How long is your rope?
It's, Russell Crowe's band length.
If you guys could all just stretch out and grab, like,
I can't
hands and ankles.
Something.
I can just walk across.
Well, okay, so what's down at the bottom? Can we walk across the bottom? So
I don't know. I just put my slippers on and then just run across and go to the other side.
Did you take the rope with you?
On the bottom?
No, I run across the side of the wall with my slippers.
Okay.
Like the Matrix.
But you didn't see what was at the bottom.
You didn't... You got the rope still on you or what?
Yeah, I brought the rope with me.
You thought about saying no. I did. I saw it in your face.
Yeah. He was nothing.
Nope.
Dragon's alive!
I don't think you're going to find dragon.
I should put the dragon back. There's a dragon! Hey, buddy!
No, we can't get
you. Remember
that
boss you saw in the one temple?
It'll be there like, it'll be like the Martell guy when he's right there.
Alright, is there a place for you to... Hey, David.
Hey. Huh? What?
You heard across the other side. What if they come back and run back?
What?
Can't hear you over there.
Oh, God.
No, I tie it off.
All right.
I find some other spot.
You found some
other
tie it off. Okay, that's what it
is.
Hey,
wait, do another
spot
check
to...
for the...
Yep.
I'm sorry. Every time we say
don't
tie
it
off, all I do is
throw it. I'll take 20 on it, make sure it's...
He, like, lays on the ground and puts like, a little stone on it. No, that should be good, guys.
Shit. There it goes.
I put my pepper on top. That's good.
You lost the end in the pit. Oh,
okay,
shit.
He said he's going to take a 20 on, so that's 20 right. minutes. What are you guys doing in 20 minutes?
I'm still behind us perceiving for...
Okay.
Would it take 10, maybe?
I feel like I'm waiting for the...
I guess
I did
roll a 10, so if it took a 10, would it just go up to 20?
It'd be 10 plus whatever your survival.
I'm waiting for the temple to take a giant boulder to appear.
I'll take 5. Maybe 15.
You did a 10 or 20.
I'll take a 90 minutes.
I'll take 90 minutes.
He's math major.
I will fit my fat ass.
It's 20, 90. That
gap again. And right. Leave.
Wait.
Yes.
Right. Whatever.
Five.
You want to take 20?
I'll take 10.
Five.
I think 20. Because if I take 10, it'll be 20. Nice.
All right. So still 10 minutes.
Right.
Tavis said he's going to keep watch though.
Yeah, you got to roll.
Okay. You done over there? I'm ready to. I'll go across the first two.
Okay,
right. Okay, do we have
any
roll?
Just hanging out. What
are
you doing?
I'm watching. I'm gonna have my bow ready, and I'm just gonna watch behind this.
So are you guys gonna like tight rope it, or what? How are you guys gonna get across?
Mentos.
No,
I'm hanging.
Did you?
No,
yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, it's a long wall, right?
Upside down.
So you just kind of like.
You have the patience of
a
thing.
I was gonna hang upside down and like shimmy like that.
Oh,
I don't think it's. I think it's just across.
If it's next to the wall.
Aaron, how did you picture him holding the rope? Like straight across the center. Because I'm not a Tomb Raider. I do not shame
it. I'd say it's heavy across the center.
Oh, shit. We can put an X to the wall? What?
Because it was like a long ottoman, he probably just stood there and just...
This is where I die. I can already tell.
I could just toss the slippers back and you guys could take turns.
Alright. Of course, it only have however many minutes left it is.
Yeah.
Seeing how he ran back and forth twice.
No, honestly, I probably have better odds of surviving that than I do this rope.
Swing across. Try to jump.
Maybe throw one slipper. No, I'll just wear one and then, like, run along the wall.
You can.
Do we have another rope?
They are mine, so
I do have one. I do have a rope.
Alright, I'm gonna... Can I borrow your rope?
Yes.
I don't think I have a rope.
I hand him my rope.
What's wrong with my rope?
They need more than one.
I have a grappling hook. Do you want it?
You could
bring it back over to you.
Hey guys, I have this instant platform. You guys want that?
Would that be a good time? Bitch? I teleport through.
I'm one of those military trucks that has a bridge and it just expands.
You
guys want
a few levels away.
Okay,
that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I'm going to take your rope. I'm going to shimmy across.
While they're doing that, I'm going to sit down and start reading this Aklo book.
I'm going to shimmy across. What's it?
You go insane.
What is Aklo again?
Don't
I don't want to speak it. Just
it's the language of madness.
Acrobatics or escape artist? Which one is
acrobat?
Well,
what are you trying to do?
I'm going across the rope. With it holding on to the end of the rope.
Do.
So I'm just holding on to it while you take the
Do acrobatics.
So 9 plus 10.
He wants you to do a backflip. Look really cool.
You should be able to get across rather easily.
Okay.
I'm worried about
cool.
Shivers.
I go across.
I
find a place to tie it up.
He starts crying. Don't you hurt him? Don't you hurt him?
What are we going to do about Shivers? I didn't think about that.
You know why? Because we don't need to think about that.
All right, so I go there. I'm going to take...
You know, he sure does look mouthwatering. I know that.
I guess always tie Shivers to your back.
I heard he was rabid.
Yeah, well, one of you guys bring Shivers over with you.
I'm going to roll, see what I tie. Maybe I'll do a better roll than taking 10. We'll see.
Maybe if you're a better pet owner, you would have thought about
Yes, I did, actually. So 18 on survival.
So you're tying another rope.
Yep.
On how are you setting this up, I guess?
Kind of next to each other, so somebody could just... I'm just giving backup, so if one rope were to... Close enough that you could use both ropes.
And then I take all my magic wood and put planks across it.
So am I thinking it right, like, kind of like you're putting it sort of like a higher level, maybe, type thing? So,
yeah.
So you can, like, hold on to it?
Yeah, if I can do that, yeah. If I can't, just, like, parallel to each other.
I guess where did you tie it on the other end, or did you?
Yeah. Or I guess I didn't, but tie that side off.
Okay.
No!
I did better! I ranger. I'm good at range.
See, somebody bring over. Well, one of you guys bring over Shivers.
We gotta figure that one out.
Do I have enough?
Everyone is like, ugh.
Do I have enough slipper time to run over, grab him, and come back?
Probably about 4 minutes left.
Will that take 4 minutes?
Probably. That'd be the last time you can use it today.
Okay, I do that.
Okay. Yeah, you're stupid.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
You
nothing.
Saw when I did that magic gate.
Nothing, yeah.
So when you get back to the other side, you see all of the webbing on your thing go dark. So it's out of power.
Okay, I take that off and put on my boots. I guess I have. I don't know.
No, you normally go barefoot.
Oh.
Yeah, ranger.
I am a ranger.
All right, what's everybody else doing? You get a +2 with the double rope thing going on here.
I'm going to talk to Kenny and be like, hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. What have you been up to lately?
So, we've
gone on this adventure.
Yeah. I like adventuring.
Either reflex or
don't
skateboard.
Don't like
that
as much to you anymore.
I thought it'd be fun. And
or
it's just kind of boring.
Reflex or acrobatics.
I don't know.
What were you thinking was going to happen?
Yes, I think I just wanted to do it to prove a point.
None of those are
funny. You could do it.
Good time.
Yep, I proved it.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead.
My reflex.
We're doing great at that.
I have a feeling it's
my dad is not
going
to be. All right, and you get like a +4 with how they have it set up, so you get across.
Well, there's not many other venues, so
how,
people
how long
enjoy
ago
it.
Was
I wrote my dad a letter asking him to come help out with the inn, and
no,
I haven't heard anything back.
Cross, it's 20.
I don't know. I hope he shows up.
So definitely
that would be a fun episode.
Good,
but
you have to
get high. I'd have to get higher than a d20 goes.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. You
yep.
can do a backflip over it.
What is that?
It's 20 feet.
On the...
He's not backflip. All right,
yeah, plus
over
the
it.
Rope bonus. Which we know.
And then he takes his skateboard, does a Christ air, and then lands it.
What's your character? Mentos. I give my slippers and Mentos. I'm like, here, just use these and run across.
It gives you a magic item.
Okay. Now you have to run across and get him back.
No, I'm just putting him in my bag.
I take him.
You see him start running back. No! I didn't think you'd do it.
How funny should you try to run across with him?
Okay, so...
Here's guy adept at magic. I'm going to trick you with magical items.
Try these.
Wink, wink. They're magical beings. They grow stuff.
So you're giving me a +2 plus my reflex...
You get a +4 to go across.
And I'm going to clap for him to give him some kind of...
No, you're just going to distract me.
And he makes a loud
wait,
noise.
Wait,
so
I can
like,
I'm gonna play some Inspire Confidence.
Wait,
actually, that
can you
work.
Can you create a whole ton of water to just fill up the pit?
I do it, but it would take a really long time.
Well, you can help. No. How much water can you make?
I drank some water here a while ago. I it's like a pitcher of water.
Right, I'm gonna burn.
I thought
I'm
you got
burn
bigger when you like you could create more as you level up.
Yeah,
it'll be like hours upon hours.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do.
So you
I got this book.
You get another +2.
You know, ironically, we could have probably just the tanglefoot bag would have been gone by now. We could have just walked up those stairs.
Plus, aren't I the only one with the ring of sustenance? You guys are all going to starve to death while
we're here. Yeah, he's like, I'm not hungry.
I say, ring a wolf.
Ring a wolf.
I
and
say,
I eat my finger.
I say, badger.
Alright.
I want someone to try to hurt you.
So, with Kay's inspiring music.
Yep, you got a +2.
Oh, and Shivers is going to dance to it.
Plus six, plus whatever you want.
And I also...
Oh, shit, I feel a little better about this.
So you guys are going to love this thing. I got this ghostly performance, which is a mythic one. I don't even have to, like...
Remember this way, not your...
I don't know what I had. What do you add to dancing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you make it across. You're like... You get on the step, you're like...
Why was I so worried? Oh, Huey.
And then you start hearing the music in the background. Bump,
Huey Lewis.
Bump, bump, bump. And you're like, yes. Yes. Yes.
Another word comes.
Yes.
Love being a bard.
And then I cut the rope one time right
across. Fuck you. I'm a dwarf. I just made it across the pit.
I high five him. Way to go, buddy.
Good job, buddy.
He hit you in the head.
I shot him in the pit.
You grab on the shiver and bring him down with you.
I cry all night.
And your tears fill up the pit, so you may want to get him out.
As we're walking, I'm going to read aloud from the Art Club book.
Okay, roll will save. Alright, take...
That's a 12.
Alright, take 1 point of permanent wisdom damage.
Permanent?
Yep.
Oh well, I'm not very bright anyway.
You're less bright now.
So what do I learn from the book?
Nothing.
Oh. Does everybody else take it because I'm reading it out loud?
Nope.
Oh.
You came. Because it doesn't even sound like you're saying anything.
Oh. Well, he speaks Arklo.
No. You're the only one that does.
Oh, I thought you did.
Common, Draconic, Dwarven, Elven, Gnome, Goblin, and Orc.
What, someone else to get damaged? Come on.
Okay, fine. Give me the book.
Okay. No.
Oh, that was
my
XP ever.
All right.
I gotta grab my phone real quick.
Yeah, right. My spells.
Okay.
My spell phone.
So if I write it again, would I lose more? Or would I make
a will save?
No, I'm asking.
You gotta make your will save. So yeah.
So every time I read it, I'll get a wisdom?
Unless you make your will save.
Okay. Well, I didn't learn anything from it?
Nope.
Oh.
If you would have made your will save, you would have.
Didn't we already learn everything we needed to learn from it?
You learned shit from it. Guys couldn't figure it out before.
So if I try to read it again and I make the will save, then I'll learn something from it?
Yep.
Okay, I'll try again.
Alright, hey, Oslo.
22.
You
fell. Hey. You have to roll a 90. So what did I learn from it?
Well, what's everybody else doing? Because Dave was like doing 6 different things at once before everybody else does.
Yeah, I don't even know what he's doing.
Yeah, I gave up on that.
Reading the book.
Oh,
he's reading.
I don't know. I just was reading my new.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Let's try to go back to this sneaking thing.
Hey, better. You doing better?
That guy is apparently loaded up with bad energy. I don't know.
Seventeen. Really bad. But I'm going to... Am I going to scout
that's
forward? I can't see.
Now.
Okay.
So you have to make that change on all your skills and stuff, too.
I bet I learned something awesome from this book. Oh, no, my innkeeping's going to go down.
Wait, what happened?
I lost a point of wisdom.
He tried to read that Aklo book, and he didn't make the will save.
It's like you're not wise in the first place.
That's why I didn't really care. That's why I tried a second time.
God, I feel like dumber. Oh, well.
Well, let him try again.
Resistance major spells tied to their wisdom.
He's not doing that.
I shoot my spells. I don't think that takes effect on this level, though.
Well, he used to shoot shields.
I don't know where that bugs me.
there's one of the books had a thing where instead of doing like bow mastery, you can do like shield mastery.
So you can sharpen the tips of them and shoot them? Such thing?
You can dual wield them.
Double shield bash.
Big trickling heavy on
your feet.
Hold that. That'd be awesome.
And they just put you on a cart and roll you down. Take all the hits.
Last time the water skiing, if you ever need him, you just throw two on his feet.
That's my character.
Yeah.
The water skiing.
I really think we should go by the lake, guys.
Alright, so what do you find out?
Did you find anything out about the book?
I'm about to find out.
You find out that if you read it, you will lose
you get
a wisdom
dumber.
Point if you don't.
But if you read it successfully, you get 10 wisdom points.
Alright. 10 pounds, 500 pages.
Why
not?
Big book. A giant tome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. David, he works out.
I'm using it as a shield.
You're just doing like a preliminary, another read through
like
of a
speed,
type thing.
Like a speed read.
Like a speed read.
I'm reading the whole thing.
Like short circuit, that fast.
The last pages look like spells. So you guess are like some kind of spell book in the back half. But the first half, you can kind of, gloss over, and it seems to be about, so, something about old, it's like old god and madness, and it keeps kind of saying the same stuff over and over again.
Does it say anything about Huey?
No, it doesn't say anything about Huey, it's like weird gods. Like, some of the names you like look at, and they like hurt your head, and you think that's what hurt your head the first time so much. Just even looking at it, even not even trying to pronounce it. But you get to one part, and it seems like it's earmarked, and it seems to be about a ritual to,
Cthulhu?
Like, open a portal to somewhere.
Can I read how to do it? Like,
it looks like this part had been looked at a lot recently. And you can see there's, like, little annotations along the outside of it that look more recent, and they don't look like in the same script as the actual book, is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so everybody, I want to put a play on, but I really just want to do this ritual.
And then,
why would you want to put a play on right now?
I think it... This book said...
And then, just to kind of move the story...
So, like, human...
Just to kind of move the story along.
I'm not buying it.
Right before you shut it, you kind of see like some writing on the front cover that looks like it's the same script as those annotations were.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in Aklo. Everybody else? We're going to say that David's being nice and actually reading this out loud. You guys are just overhearing him talking.
Yeah.
So this
book out, Shivers.
Why is this whole fucking comic sand?
It's a winding. It says, may we, the keepers of the oldest, prevail over the scourge of simplistic thought and the lesser men, and beneath that are five signatures.
Do you recognize any of them?
Is it the Declaration of
Independence? Yes. John Hancock.
Yeah. Herbie Hancock.
You see the name Keeper Baskerville, Keeper Crowe, Keeper Hive.
Keeper Crow?
Crow. Keeper Hive, Keeper Marshawn, and Keeper Mir.
Oh, well.
Can I do an outside local to see if I know any of these
people?
You
sure can.
I go...
I'm
going to
do an
outside
local, then I go, wait a second, I don't know that. So I don't.
Maybe you should let the history...
I say, guys, have you ever heard of Keeper blah, blah, blah? I repeat all the names.
Knowledge history?
Not local.
I know, only local. I don't know.
You should know everything.
19.
What do you mean you don't know local? Lords know every history.
Yeah, I only get +5 to that, but all my
I only get +5 to that one. Come on.
I get +9 to all the other ones.
You just wanted to set up. You just baited them.
Here it comes.
Well, I only get +5 to that.
Arcana, engineering, history, planes. Okay.
Like 11, that's something I'll never use.
But anyway, +5, so 19 total.
19. Alright. It's
local.
Real
estate
agents.
Okay, you get a the Keeper Marshawn you've never heard of. Keeper Mir, you remember there's a man named Mir. That is the, he's the, head of, like, the masons, and he makes a lot of masonry work.
She has tan.
You also kind of get,
if we ever live.
You also kind of remember, like, on the very tips of your thoughts, hearing in the bar, like, the Dark Knight saying that, that they think that he was, supplying the Wolverines with a lot of their stuff, but they didn't have any proof. Crove, you hear, you remember as here as the head of the asylum in town.
Someone should be writing this stuff down.
Hive,
he knows it.
I'll be saying it.
Okay, which one was the mason?
Keep just repeat everything
near.
Over and over again so you don't forget it.
And he's just going off the second name. He doesn't say like, oh, that guy's name, all these guys' names are Keeper, so I know what their names are.
So there's Mir. What's
so Mir, Crow.
So Mir's the
asylum.
No,
Mir's
the mason.
Mir's like the head of the masonry.
No, I'll just write down mason and be confused about what this means next time.
Like a 33 degree.
And Crow is the head of the asylum.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta make sure I change the names of, they have, like, in the town garden here are called the Crows.
Oh.
So I keep having to go in and go, Dark Knight, Dark Knight. There you go. Hive is,
Hive.
He is known as the, it's like a local, like a sage, and people tend to go to him for, like, information on history of the town and stuff. And actually, you guys have even talked to him a couple times when you're trying to do some reconnaissance on, like, the keep down south and stuff.
Mm.
Most of the information you got from him.
Oh, I remember that idiot.
And Marshawn guy you didn't know. And Baskerville is a guy you...
is this me right now? Is it me and David kind of talking?
Yeah, you're like, he's like saying this, like, and Dave's like, Basker, what's that? And you're like, oh, he's this guy type thing.
Okay, so Basker is this guy.
Baskerville was a... is like a hermit, and you guys, he's been known to trade with, Prakar. And...
Trade what, do we know?
Potions and stuff, so he's like a potioner guy. His telltale sign is that he had a hunched back.
Ew! Oh, you mean hunchy?
Yeah,
okay.
Hunchy.
Yeah.
And everybody give me, wisdom check, and let's see if you guys remember something.
Yeah, dude, what's your new
wisdom? 20!
I have
well,
plus one now.
I'm sure it was.
Plus.
I got lower wisdom, and now I do better.
I was thinking too much before.
I twitch common sense, no better.
Just straight wins. Oh, straight wins.
Two. So 18.
Oh, that's a 9.
18.
But that's going to see your bottle.
Oh, and then I have a horrible one.
Bard.
All right.
This is your
you
only
guys,
job is to remember history.
Whoever got above a 15, so that's like bing, bing, what did you get? You know?
I don't remember anything this
you guys will remember that one of the dead people you found was a hunchback.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I do actually remember now.
You know how many hunchbacks I've killed in my time?
One.
Then I want to talk to my buddy Tabby and ask him if he remembers...
As for the ritual of its,
I mean the cat.
You'd have to study it longer to figure,
figure
what
so
to do and stuff.
Can I just, like, the gods' names that I write, can I just ask Tabit if he knows who they are?
Yeah.
Tabit, who the fuck is this? And then I say the word, the name.
When he says the name, it comes out as like, no, have you played, the American Nightmare, Alan Wake game?
No, I am aware of the game better than
that. Oh. Well, there's a guy called Mr. Scratch, but how they say his name, it's just, they scratch a record whenever they say his name. That's what you hear when he talks. I mean, you can see him forming the words, but you just hear...
So, am I supposed to be like, have I heard that before?
you're like, what the fuck are you saying type thing.
So, it's in a language I don't understand? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of something like that, yeah.
Or something preventing him from saying it.
Yeah, but too.
So, take magic when I say it. Try to say it.
Halloween.
So, I'm asking you, is there no way you can translate that into like a...
Yeah, I just said it was.
Say it to me in orc.
Okay.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Write it on the wall.
Okay.
Scratch.
That's pretty much what happens.
Can I open the book and point to the word?
Yep.
But he just doesn't understand.
It looks blurry.
So you're saying I'm like a 3-year-old trying to write and speak. Is the guy supposed to... and it's, check up on.
And it's funny because it's David trying to do it and he gets mad.
Yeah, I'm not like.
Don't you get anything?
Tavis,
we're going about this the wrong way.
I'm pretty
way.
Sure he's saying the right words.
Tell the god's name to the badger.
Okay.
Tavis just like, this is just like a normal day in being part of David. He's like not even realizing something.
Can I use
a
mythic
on.
Point telekinetically communicate?
Can you touch me with your mind?
Mind?
I can do it with shivers.
You mean telepathically?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
You said telekinetically.
I'm
gonna
take some wisdom damage. You start sharing your wisdom damage, everybody.
Just gonna caress your brain, though.
That'd be funny. Yeah, can we like do a Vulcan mind meld?
Can I touch you with a name?
This name, this. And you start rubbing it in his face.
Like, all right, anyway.
All right, we're having a little too much time.
Try everything once.
Yeah.
The one thing I do want to do, like, well, this should be enough to get a search warrant, right, guys?
What warrants? What are those?
What?
Why don't we go ahead and figure out what's on further down this hallway? I mean, we've come this far.
Wait, hold on. I've got another book.
I think it'd be funny if you guys
like,
that? Let's
you're
go back out
right?
after
you're
Justin
trying
to go across here.
Yeah, let's go back across, dwarf.
Then you get across, like, right. Yeah,
let's
go back
down the path, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.